Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Chav Dalet. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by the Graff family, with deepest gratitude to the first responders in our community and beyond who sacrificed their own health and safety to keep us all safe, with a special shout out to our dear friends RL80 and RL94, and to Rabbi Leibowitz, who's our first responder in all matters of Ruchnius, Torah, and Chizuk. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant them all strength and health to continue doing their wonderful work. It's also sponsored by Mordechai Kramer in honor of his daughter Theodora's birthday, and by Theodora and Mordechai Kramer in gratitude to Rabbi Leibowitz for sharing Daf Yomi with us in Brookline, Massachusetts, and by Jerry Gross in honor of two dear friends of his who are in the ICU desperately battling COVID-19, and the zchus of the Daf Shir, Aryeh Zev ben Edel and Yitzchak ben Yehudis, should both be zocha to refua shalema bekarov mamish. Amen. So we are holding on Daf Chaf Gimel Amid Beis. Today's Daf is Chaf Dal, but we're back on Chaf Gimel Amid Beis, and we're at the Lo B'Shemen Sreifa. We're about to discuss the inyan of Shemen Sreifa, not using Shemen Sreifa for Neiros Shabbos. So the Gemara is going to first define the term Shemen Sreifa, and it's going to give two different possible reasons of why it is that one cannot light with Shemen Sreifa. Then the Gemara is going to discuss if and where to say Alanisim during benching. We know that we add Alanisim into davening, but what about benching? And if you do put it in benching, where in the benching should Alanisim go? The Gemara is then going to discuss Yalaviyavo for Rosh Chodesh in benching. And then the Gemara is going to discuss adding Alanisim into Musaf when it's Shabbos Chanukah or Rosh Chodesh of Chanukah, where there's Musaf on account of it being Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, even though Chanukah obviously doesn't have a musaf, but on account of it being Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, it has a musaf anyway. So should you add Alanisim into that musaf? And then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to add more types of oil that we're not supposed to use to light Shabbos candles with. And the Gemara is going to give four different reasons for the Isser to burn Kachim on Yom Tov. And that's going to take us all the way until the end of the Daf. So let's begin at Chaf Dal Amud Beis Velo Bishem Shemen Sreifa. So the last skinny line on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. V'lo b'shemen Sreifa. So says Gemara, my Shemen Sreifa. What exactly is Shemen Sreifa? Amar Rabba, Shemen Shel Truma Shenitma. It's Shemen that's of Tamei Truma, which the halacha is. You're not allowed to eat Truma Tamea, so it has to be burnt. And that's why it's called Shemen Sreifa. It's Shemen that requires burning. V'amai Korola Shemen Sreifa, Holo Sreifa Omein. It's called Shemen Sreifa because that's what you're supposed to do with it. You know, in order that a person shouldn't be nichshal by eating it, they have to burn it, and that's why it's called Shemen Sreifa. U'b'Shabbos my time alone. So what's the reason that you're not allowed to use it to light Shabbos candles with? If, after all, a Kohen is allowed to light it to use to light Shemen Sreifa and enjoy and benefit from the light that it produces, what would be the problem with lighting Shabbos candles with it? So mitoch shemitzvah lav levaro gezeira shemayata, because there's a mitzvah to destroy it, so we're afraid in his alacrity to do that mitzvah of burning all of this oil, he might tilt the candle to make sure that the oil is burning properly. So Amle Abaye, and if you do that on Shabbos, you're going to violate the malacha of Havara. So that's why you're not allowed to use it for Shabbos candles. Amle Abaye, so Abaye comments, Alameata, b'yom tov l'shteri. If that's the whole reason, then it should be mutter to light it on Yom Tov, because there's no iser to tilt the candle on Yom Tov. There's no iser Havara on Yom Tov. Why then does the Mishnah say in today's daf on Amud Beis that ein madlikin b'shemen sreifa b'yom tov? Not only you're not allowed to use shemen sreifa on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use it on Yom Tov either. So the Gemara answers, you're right. The issur to be madlik shemen sreifa on Shabbos is because of a gezeira shemayata that you might come to violate havara. And nevertheless, they asur on Yom Tov simply because gezeira Yom Tov atur Shabbos. They made a gezeira that if we're going to allow you to light it on Yom Tov, you're going to come to say, oh, these are my Shabbos and Yom Tov candles. How many people have different sets of candles for Shabbos and Yom Tov? So if we're going to allow you to light them on to light Shemen Sreifa on Yom Tov, you're going to come to do it on Shabbos as well. I says Tosos, we don't make such a gzera by all the other types of Shemen that we asked using on Shabbos and we allow using them on Yom Tov. We don't make such a gzera of Yom Tov atu Shabbos. So Tosos explains, because all of the other types of Shemen that are asked to use on Shabbos, it's obvious why they're asked to use on Shabbos. fires. They don't light well, and as a result of that, the Gezeira Shemayata is something that's extremely obvious, and people will realize that such a thing doesn't apply on Yom Tov, because qualitatively, they just don't light well. But when you're dealing with Shemen Sreifa, it's Shemen Zayizach. It could be the purest, best lighting oil in the world. It just happens to be Tameh. It has ritual impurity. So physically, it's just as good as any other type of oil, and therefore it's less obvious that the concern is one of Shemayata, and that's why they made such a Gzeira. That's what Tosos points out in Dibra Maschil Gzeira. Tosos then raises the question, we don't make a Gzeira the Gzeira. The whole Israelite on Shabbos is only because of a Gzeira Shemayata. So if you can ask her on Yontov of a Gzeira Atu Shabbos, isn't that a Gzeira the Gzeira? So Tosos explains that Shabbos and Yontov are considered a Gzeira Achas, that they said, you're not allowed to use this for Shabbos / Yontov candles, that it was all part of the same Gzeira. So that was all one explanation. Now the Gemara says, but there's another reason why you're not allowed to use Shemen Sreifa on Shabbos. Rav Chista Amar L'Shemayata Lo Cheshinon. It's not because of Shemayata. We're not concerned that you're going to tilt the candle and it's going to be a violation of Havara. No. Elahacha B'Yom Tov Shechalios Erev Shabbos Askinon. We're talking over here when you're lighting on Erev Shabbos, but it's still Yom Tov. It's an actual day of Kedusha. And that's why you're not allowed to use Shemen Sreifa. Lufi Shein Sorfen Kodshim B'Yom Tov. A totally different Indian. You're not allowed to burn Kachem on Yom Tov. So the Isser to use Shemen Sreifa, whereas in the first approach of the Gemara, the Isser to use Shemen Sreifa is fundamentally an Erev Shabbos issue. And then we just threw in Yom Tov on top of that, even though it's fundamentally an Erev Shabbos, Gezeira Yom Tov Atu Shabbos. According to this approach, no, Erev Shabbos is really fine. Nothing wrong with lighting Shemen Sreifa on Erev Shabbos. There's no Gezeira Shemayata. It's fundamentally a Yom Tov issue that you're not allowed to burn Kachem on Yom Tov. And when Erev Shabbos falls out on Yom Tov, that's when you're going to have a problem in lighting Shemen Sreifa v'Hamid Dikstani Seifa. But from the fact that the Mishnah says on Amud Beis, Ein Maldikin b'Shemen Sreifa b'Yom Tov, that you're not allowed to use Shemen Sreifa, you're not allowed to light Shemen Sreifa on Yom Tov, Mechlal Dereisha Lav b'Yom Tov Askinan, doesn't that make it sound like our Mishnah is not talking about Yom Tov yet? Meaning, how can you make such an Ukimta? That when we say you're not allowed to use Shemen Sreifa on Shabbos, it means when it's Erev Shabbos that is already Yom Tov. But how could you say that? The next Mishnah tells us you're not allowed to use Shemen Sreifa on Yom Tov. So doesn't that imply that our Mishnah is not yet talking about Yom Tov? That we're simply talking about a regular Erev Shabbos? So I'm Rabbi Chanina Misura Matam Ka'amar. No, the two Mishnayos are linked together, and one is explaining the reason of the previous one. Matam Ein Madikim Shemen Sreifa B'Yom Tov Lufi Shein Sarfim Kachem B'Yom Tov. Why is it that you're not allowed light Shemen Sreifa on Yom Tov, which is what our Mishnah is already talking about, because you're not allowed to burn Kachim on Yom Tov, that if Kachim becomes pasul and requires burning, you're not allowed to do that burning on Yom Tov. Tanya Kavaseid Rav Chista, we have a brisa that says, just like Rav Chista had said, that Kol Eilu Shomrei Madlikin Ben B'Shabbos, Madlikin Ben B'Yom Tov. All of the oils that you're not allowed to use for Shabbos lighting because of the chashash that you might come to tilt the candle, you're allowed to use them on Yom Tov, because on Yom Tov there's no issur to tilt the candle, and certainly those oils and wicks you're allowed to use on Shabbos, and for sure you're allowed to use those on Yom Tov, Chutz Mishemen Sreifa, with the only exception being Shemen Sreifa, that even though you are allowed to use Shemen Sreifa on a regular Erev Shabbos for Shabbos candles, on Yom Tov you're not allowed to. Why? Lefi Shein Sarfen Kachim B'Yom Tov. Because you're not allowed to burn Kachim Psulim on Yom Tov. So you see that it's Dafka on Yom Tov that you're not allowed to light Shemen Sreifa, but on Erev Shabbos, that's a regular weekday, a regular Erev Shabbos, you are allowed to use Shemen Sreifa, and that is exactly the Shita of Rav Chista. So these two approaches, why you're not allowed to use Shemen Sreifa, either Shemayata, and it's fundamentally a Shabbos issue, or no, like Rav Chista said, which the Gemara seems to side with in the end, that it's really a Yom Tov issue because you're not allowed to burn Kachim on Yom Tov. So all of this, so the Ritva points out that all of the Shemanim that are Aser to light on Erev Shabbos, Lutzarek Shabbos, you're allowed to use on Yom Tov itself, and Kol Shekein that you're allowed to light with those that are mutter to use on Shabbos, but Shemen Shreifa, even though you're allowed to use it on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to light it on Yom Tov because of Shreifa's Kachim. But if you light a Ner on Erev Yom Tov, like you would on Erev Shabbos, then says the Ritva, L'chora, you should be allowed to light Shemen Shreifa as well. Meaning, according to Rav Chista, the whole problem is you're not allowed to burn Kachim on Yom Tov. So let's say when you light your Yom Tov candles, you don't light on Yom Tov. You light on Erev Yom Tov. Your wife lights candles on Erev Yom Tov before Yom Tov begins. So if she's doing that, then she can use Shemen Shreifa for Yom Tov candles as well. Why not? It's not a violation of burning Kachim on Yom Tov. That's the Ha'ara that the Ritva makes. Not all Rishonim agree with it. With that, the Chidushi Rabbeinu Yohanan son Miluniel suggests that even according to Rav Chista, you're simply not allowed to use Shemen Shreifa for Yom Tov candles, even when you're lighting on Erev Yom Tov, because technically you don't have to be lighting an Erev Yom Tov. Technically, you could light Yom Tov candles after Yom Tov has already begun, and that would be a violation. So they just made it like a low plug that you're not allowed to use Shemen Shreifa for Yom Tov. That issue exactly of lighting Yom Tov candles before Yom Tov begins or after Yom Tov begins is a famous discussion in Halacha. Became famous, was made famous by the son of the Prisha in the Hakdama to the Sefer Prisha on the tour. In the Akdama to Yaredeya, he writes, it's the son of the Prisha writes the Akdama, and he writes a couple of Chidushim, Lahalacha, that he heard from his mother, from the wife of the Prisha. And one of the Chidushim that he writes, Lahalacha, from the wife of the Prisha, is that she noticed a mistake that women make, that they light the Neros Yom Tov after the Tzibur is already Davin Mariv, and everyone comes home from Shul, and they're about to start their meal, and that's when women light their Yom Tov candles. And she said, that's not correct. She says, I understand very well on the second night of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, it's a Sveka Diyoma, and you're not allowed to be Mechin from Yom Tov Rishon L'Sheni, from one day of Yom Tov to the other day of Yom Tov, you're not allowed to prepare from one day to the next. And that's why they say don't light candles until after, and they give a zman when they announce it in shul not to light candles until after the second day of Yom Tov has already began. That makes a lot of sense. There is such an Isra Chana. Someone, a woman actually emailed me yesterday asking if we can do away with that Isra Chana this year because it's just going to be such a long, boring day at home. So maybe we could prepare for the second Seder on the first day. It doesn't work like that. We can't just do away with the Isra Chana. But she says, I understand very well that on the second day of Yom Tov, there's going to be such an Isra Chana. But on the first night of Yom Tov, she says to light after Yom Tov already starts. That's not correct. More correct, mitzad adin, to be madlik the neros even before Mariv is davened, and to be mekabel Yom Tov with the hadlakas haneros, just like you'd always do lekavet Shabbos, in order that everything should be prepared already when the Yom Tov begins. The table should be set. The candle should be lit, everything should all be set in advance of Yom Tov. So that was one of her chidushim lahalacha, that when it comes to lighting Yom Tov candles, we should treat it more like Shabbos candles and light the Yom Tov candles in advance of Shabbos and not light the Yom Tov candles after Yom Tov, light the Yom Tov candles rather in advance of Yom Tov and not light the Yom Tov candles after Yom Tov has already began. In the Sefer Mishnas Yaivitz in Siman Lamed Daled, he points out that according to several Rishonim, the Balamar and the Meiri, it seems that they hold that you're supposed to light Neros Yom Tov Dafka after Mariv. And he says the basis for that is that on Yom Tov Sheni you have to light it Dafka after it's already Erev, because you're not allowed to be Mechin from one day to the next. In order to not make that mistake on Yom Tov Sheni, they made it like a low plug to light on the first night also, to Dafka light later on. Against the wife of the Prisha, the mother of the son of the Prisha who wrote the Hakatama to the Prisha to Yaredeya. So that's that's part of this issue, meaning depending on when you hold the ideal time to light Yom Tov candles is, may depend on whether you're allowed to use Shemen Sreifa for Adlakas Neros Yom Tov if you're on the first night of Yom Tov, when you're lighting before Yom Tov began. Okay, so now the Gemara goes back to discussing in Yonim relating to Chanukah. In fact, Tosfos is bothered why we took that little break with Shemen Sreifa. Tosfos is bothered over here. He says, Tema dahach milsa havalela sukelel gabi mili de Chanukah. We're now going to jump right back into a Chanukah sugya. We already finished with the Chanukah sugya. Why did we take a break to discuss Shem and Sreifa? Tosfos doesn't have an answer. He just raises the question. So what we're going to discuss specifically is the mention of Alanisim during benching on Chanukah. You see, during davening, it's pashut that you say Alanisim, because part of the takana of Chanukah is lahodos ulahalel. So lahodos means, Rashi points out, Alanisim bitfila. Tosfos points out that the suffix of the Gemara over here is it dafka bitfila that they were misakein to mention because it's bitzibur and therefore there's an inyan of presuminisa as opposed to benching where everyone does that privately. So mentioning Alanisim in benching is not necessarily a presuminisa, so maybe it's not necessary. Or maybe, no, whenever you add something into both davening and benching. So you buy a luhu. Ma la haskir shel Chanukah bebirchas hamazon. Do we add Alanisim into benching on Chanukah and Purim l'charakiv and demi derabanan hu lomad karinan? Since it's a derabanan, we don't mention it. Al dilma mishum persuminisa mat karinan. Or maybe because of persuminisa, we should. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schora, Amar Rav Huna, eino maskir. Vimbala haskir, maskir balda'a. It doesn't get mentioned in the normal place where you would add things for special days, like Yalav Yavo and Ritzei. But if you do mention it in benching, it should be during hoda'a, during no delicha in the Birchas Haaretz. Rav Huna bar Yehuda ikla lebe Rava, he once went to Rava's house on Chanukah, and when it came time to benching, Savra lad kurei b'Bona Yerushalayim, he wanted to mention Al Anisim in Bona Yerushalayim, meaning the same way you would Yalav Yavo. So Amalu Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes said to him, Katfila, matfila behoda'a, that it should be just like where you put it in, where you insert it during davening. Just like during davening, you put it in the bracha of modim, which is the bracha of hoda'ah. So to in birchas hamazon, it should be in no delicha, in the bracha that relates to hoda'ah. Tosfos points out that the whole idea of Chanukah is lahodos lahalel. So the haskara is belashon hoda'ah. So the makom for it is the bracha hoda'ah, in the bracha of hoda'ah. Unlike Rosh Chodesh and other moadim, where the askara is belashon tefila v'tachnunim, to be zocha, to be makriv, the karbanos hayom. So therefore, it fits in that you would say the bracha of ritzei, which is a tefila for the return of the avoda. And in birchas hamazon, we mentioned it in Yalav Yavo, in birchas bonu Yerushalayim also, because it's all about the avoda. So it makes sense to put it into bonu Yerushalayim. But fundamentally, Alanisim is different. Alanisim is a hoda'ah, and because it's a hoda'ah, it gets mentioned in the hoda'ah. Rav Shechter in Eretz HaTzvi, in his Sefer Eretz HaTzvi in Simen Hey, Os Tes Zayin quotes this Gemara. Ma'u lahaskir shel Chanukah bebirchas hamazon. Do we say since it's midraban we don't mention or mishum persuminisa? We do. And he quotes that Rava, our Gemara, Rava says eino maskir b'vimbal lahaskir maskir b'oda. And he says that he heard from Rav Soloveitchik that the chiyuv of Baruch Hashem yom yom, the chiyuv that each day you're supposed to identify that which is unique about the day and incorporate that uniqueness into your davening, that's only that chiyuv does not apply to Chanukah and Purim, because Chanukah and Purim are not yom yom on a daraisa level. They are not some special day on a daraisa level. They're only yomim tovim midrabanan. So there is no din of Baruch Hashem yom yom b'chol yom tein lo me'in birchosav when it comes to Chanukah and Purim. Rather, it's a special takana to say Alanisim in tefila, like the Bryce in the Megillus Taina says, that's quoted in Shabbos Chafal from Beis, that it was made to be yomim tovim b'halav hoda'ah, to say Alanisim b'birchos hoda'ah. So that's the Gemara Suffolk. Is this takana miyuchedas dafka legabe tefila or even for birchas hamazon? But if there was a chiyuv haskaras Chanukah Purim based on Baruch Hashem yom yom, then it would be pashut that it would be both in tefila and in birchas hamazon. And that's why we say that days that don't have a karbon musaf, if you don't say it, we're not machzir. Also, the chiyuv of haskaras alanisim betefila is not betoras haskaras me'ena ma'ora. That's a function of Baruch Hashem Hashem Yom Yom. If it were, then when you forget it, you'd have to repeat. The Rav Shachter has this Yisod, B'Shem Rav Salvechik, that when we say that if you forget Yalav Yavo, you repeat. It's not that it's not just, you know, we always think of it that you have to repeat. It's that you're allowed to repeat. Meaning we're going to allow you to say all of those brachos again. And it's not going to be considered a brach levatala just so you can fulfill the requirement of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. But that's only when you have such a din of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom that you could daven again in order to fulfill that chiyuv. But a separate chiyuv of laharich bahoda'a that we have b'tfilah, that wouldn't require a repeat of Shmona Esrei if you skip that separate chiyuv of being marich bahoda'a. And Rav Shachter explains, based on this, in the name of Salvechik, that's why there's no alanisim in the Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh, and there's no abbreviated version of Alanisim in the Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh, because the whole idea of Alanisim is to be Ma'arich Bahoda'a, is to lengthen your Hoda'a. The whole idea of Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh is that it's a Kitzer. The whole idea is that it's a shortened version of the Bracha. So it doesn't make sense to be Ma'arich in a Mekatzer. To be Ma'arich in a Bracha that the whole Nusach of the Bracha was meant to be a Kitzer of the original bracha. Okay, so says the Gemara further now. Ibayilu, mal lahaski Rosh Chodesh bebirchas hamazon. Do you mention Rosh Chodesh? Do you say Yalav Yavo for Rosh Chodesh in benching? Im timtzilomar bechanukah drabanan lo tzarich Rosh Chodesh daraisa tzarich. Maybe the reason we don't have to mention anything on Chanukah is because Chanukah is only midrabanan, so it's not necessary to say alanisim in benching. But when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, which is daraisa, maybe you should. Or maybe no. Maybe because there's no Isra of Asiyas Malacha on Rosh Chodesh, so it's not a real Yom Tov, and therefore you shouldn't say Yalav Yavo in benching on Rosh Chodesh. Tosos points out that the Gemara Megillah of Beis and Beis says that you don't do Malacha on Rosh Chodesh. He says, yeah, but that's Mitzad Minhag. But Meikar Adin, Rosh Chodesh is Mutter Basiyas Malacha. It sounds like Tosos understood that the Minhag not to do Malacha on Rosh Chodesh applies equally to men and to women. However, the Yerushalmi in Maseches Tainis says that even that minag of not doing malacha on Rosh Chodesh is only a minag for women, not a minag for men. Anyway, so Rav Amar Maskir, Rabbi Chanina Amar Einu Maskir. Rav says that you say Yalav Yavo for Rosh Chodesh and benching. Rabbi Chanina says you do not. So Amar Rabbi Zreka, Nekot the Rav Biyadcha, that you should paskin like the Shita of Rav, that you should say Yalav Yavo for Rosh Chodesh and benching. Dekai Rav Oshaya Kavasei, because Rav Oshaya follows that Shita. Detani Rabbi Oshaya, that he says the following rules when it comes to the Chi of Kiddush, Alakos, and the mention of Yalav Yavo in davening and benching. He says, Yamim Shiesh Ben Korban Musaf, on a day that you have a Korban Musaf, Kigon, Rosh Chodesh, V'chalo Shalmoed, Arvis v'shachris u'mincha mispalo shmona esrei va'omer me'ina ma'ora ba'avoda. That in all the tefilos of the day of Arvis v'shachris u'mincha, you say shmona esrei and you add in Yalav Yavo in the bracha of Ritzei. V'imloa mar machzirin also. And if you forget it, we make you go back and daven again. Ve'in ben kiddush al hakos, but there is no kiddush on those days. V'yesh ben askara birch samazon. But you also do mention Yalav Yavo in benching as well. Yamim She'ein Ben Korban Musaf, a day that does not have a Korban Musaf, Kigon Sheni V'Chamishi, like Mondays and Thursdays, V'Tainios and fast days, U'Ma'amados, and the days of the Ma'amados. So the Gemara is going to just pause for a moment and say, wait a second, Mondays and Thursdays? Well, why not just say Tuesdays and Wednesdays? I mean, what's special about Mondays and Thursdays? Why not say Sundays? Sheni V'Chamishi, Maya V'Tayim. What are you talking about, Sheni V'Chamishi? What would be special about Monday and Thursday? So Ella, Sheni v'chamishi v'sheni shel tainios. Now it means on the fast days that they would have the Bahab fast days for when it doesn't rain. So u'ma'amados, and on the tainios that they have for the ma'amados. So that's what he means. Arvis v'shachris u'mincha mispalel shmona esrei. That from Marav Shachris u'mincha you say regular shmona esrei va'omer meina ma'ora b'shomei atfila, and then you add in a tfilas tainis during shomei atfila, even though you're only fasting during the daytime, tfilas tainis is anenu, you're adding anenu during shomei atfila in all of the tfilos, it says, Rav Hoshaya says, even in Mariv, even though you only fast during the daytime, and in Mariv you're still eating dinner, you're still eating, it's still something that you would mention, because it is part of the day of the tainis. That's what the Gemara says in Tainis and Daf Yud Aleph, when a yachid is misana, he's mispalel tfilas tainis in the Mariv of the Lel HaTainis. And the quote from Tshuva Sagaonim, a brisa that says that sometimes a person could be sharei b'tainis, and he doesn't say tfilas tainis. That's on Mariv of Motzai, the tainis. He's still fasting, he hasn't eaten yet, but he does not mention anenu, does not say anenu. And sometimes he's eno sharei b'tainis, but he does say tfilas tainis. That's on the night going into the tzom, that he's going to, he could still eat dinner after he davens Mariv, but nevertheless, it's already the fast day. But the Gaonim say that our minug is only to say anenu at mincha time. But Mariv and Shachrus, we don't say anenu because we're concerned that a person might get sick or might get very hungry and he might have to break his fast, and then it's going to turn out that he's a shakron bitfilaso. Rashi quotes all of this over here in Dibra Maschil Arvis, that it will turn out that he's a shakron bitfilaso, so we only add anenu when it's safe to do so, which is mincha time. Most of the fast is over already. You've made it that far, Mistama, you'll make it the rest of the way. Tosus points out that the Shliach Tzibur says Anenu even during Shachris, because he's not going to be a Shachron B'tfilaso. Even if he personally ends up eating that day, someone in the Tzibur is going to be fasting, and therefore it's not going to be a violation of being a Shachron B'tfilaso. The Rush is bothered. How could it be that the Gaonim are Mechadish Gezeira after Ravashi was already so same Shas? Okay, Magen Avraham also points out another Ha'ar over here. Shouldn't it depend on when you daven Mincha? The Magen Avraham and Siman Tafkuf Samachay, Sivkat and Dalid, says, you know, Lechor, if you daven Mincha Gedol, it's still kind of risky. Mincha Gedol is pretty early in the day. You still might eat later on, but he says, for whatever reason, even when you daven Mincha Gedol, we say Anenu during Mincha, even though there's still a long part of the day left, but since you've already made it to Chatzos Hayom, we assume that at least that's enough to make you not a Shakron B'tfilaso. That if you fasted that long, you at least fasted till Chatzos, that's something. So at least that makes it that you're not considered a liar. Vayter in the Gemara, v'im lo amar, if he doesn't say anenu, ein machzir no, so he doesn't have to repeat Shmona Esrei. Ve'ein ben haskara bebirch samazon. When you eat on the night of the Tainus, and certainly on Motzai of the Tainus, there's no anenu in benching. So you see that Rav Hoshaya holds like Rav, that you do mention Yalav Yavo of Rosh Chodesh in benching, and that's why we should paskin that way. That whole thing about the fasting was only mentioned Agav, we only brought it in the Gemara, Agav, that we wanted to talk about Yalav Yavo for Rosh Chodesh in benching. And that's why we do say Yalav Yavo for Rosh Chodesh in benching. So now another shayla, Yubayilu, mal lahaskir shel Chanukah b'musafin. What if you're davening musaf on Chanukah? Aye, there's no musaf for Chanukah. No, it means if it's Shabbos Chanukah or Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, so you're davening musaf anyway, should you say ala nisim in your davening? Kiven the lesbe musaf b'didei lamat karinan. Do we say, well, on account of Chanukah there's no musaf, so you shouldn't say ala nisim? Odilma yomush chayv barbat filos. Or maybe we should say that that day happens to have a chiyuv of four different tefillos, Arvus Shachrus, Musaf, and Mincha, and therefore all the tefillos should be the same, and Musaf shouldn't be any worse than the other tefillos. If the other tefillos get al anisim, Musaf should as well. So Rav Huna reviewed the Darmi Tarvayu, ain no maskir, that you don't say Chanukah, you don't say al anisim in Musaf. Rav Nachman Rabbi Yochanan Darmi Tarvayu, maskir, that yes you do, so it's a machlokas. So Amar Rabbi Rav Yosef, had the Rav Huna of Rav Yehuda, that which Rav Huna reviewed to say not to say Alanisim and Musaf because there's no Chiyuv Musaf mitzad Chanukah de Ravhu. That's really following the Shita of Rav. Dam Rav Gidol Amar Rav, Rosh Chodesh Chalios b'Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, Hamaftir b'Navi b'Shabbos, Einu Tzorech Lahazkir Shal Rosh Chodesh. When you're reading the Haftorah on Shabbos, you don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh in the Brachos after the Haftorah. Shel Mole Shabbos, Ein Navi b'Rosh Chodesh, because had it not been for Shabbos, there would be no Haftorah on account of it being Rosh Chodesh. So we want to say, okay, so the same should be true when it comes to Chanukah. Had it not been Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, there would be no Musaf on Chanukah. So don't mention Al Anisim in the Musaf on Shabbos Chanukah. So says Mar Midami, how can you compare these two cases? Hasam Navi B'drosh Chodesh Lekha Klal. You know, when it comes to the Haftorah on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, there is no Navi on Rosh Chodesh at all. There's no Haftorah on Rosh Chodesh at all. So I understand very well that you're not going to have to mention Rosh Chodesh in the brachos of the Haftorah. But hacha isei barvis shachris mincha. But over here, when we're talking about Al Anisim, you do say Al Anisim on all the other tefillos of the day in arvis shachris mincha. So we're questioning, once you're saying it in the other tefillos, should you also say it in Musaf? So it's not really a perfect comparison. So says Gemara, you know what? If you want to have a perfect comparison, ela lahadamya, you would compare it to the following halacha. Yom Tov Shechal Lios B'Shabbos, Hamaftir B'Navi B'Mincha B'Shabbos. If Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, when you're doing the Haftorah at Mincha on Shabbos, the Gemara assumes that there's such a thing, that they would do Haftorah at Mincha on Shabbos, Einu Tzarech Laskir Shel Yom Tov. Don't mention Yom Tov in the brachos of the Haftorah, Shel Malei Shabbos, Ein Navi B'Mincha B'Yom Tov, because there is no Haftorah at Mincha on Yom Tov. You're only doing it because it's Shabbos. In the Rashi points out, in the name of the Tshuvas Hagaonim, that in the Zman of the Gemara, apparently Mincha and Shabbos, they would lay 10 psukim from a Navi as a Haftorah. Tosas raises the question that in Maseches Megillah, we say that there's no Navi B'Mincha, so Tosas says that Mincha, they would be maftir from Ksuvim. They wouldn't do it from Nevi'im, they would dafka be maftir from Ksuvim. So apparently there was such a minhag, they had some sort of haftarah during Mincha on Shabbos. So now it's very similar to the din of Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda about Al Anisim at Musaf on Chanukah. Because on Yom Tov there is Navi B'Shachris. There's just no Navi B'Mincha. So if Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, we mention Shabbos and Yom Tov in the Haftorah, but by Mincha of Shabbos we don't mention Yom Tov in the bracha of the Haftorah, because the Navi is only showing up at Mincha time on account of Shabbos, not on account of Yom Tov. So the same thing when it comes to Musaf on Chanukah. Musaf is showing up on Chanukah, not on account of Chanukah, but on account of Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, and therefore you shouldn't mention Al Anisim in the Musaf. So that's the comparison. So says Gemara V'lesuchsa k'kal Anishmaitza. The Gemara says, we happen to not pass like any of these Memros. That which Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda said, that which Rav Gidl said, that which Rav Achdavoy said, that we don't mention the Moed Bitfila and in the Bracha because that mitzad the Moed itself, you wouldn't be chayiv in saying. Eloki Hadam Rabbi Shoban Levi. Rather, we pass like what Rabbi Shoban Levi says. The Yom Kippurim Shechalios B'Shabbos, that when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, Hamispalu Ni'ila Tzarech Lahaskir Shel Shabbos. Even though on a regular Shabbos you don't say Ni'ila, but you mention Shabbos in your tefillah of Ni'ila. So you say, V'sitin lanu es yom ha-menoach, v'es yom ha-kippurim as a mekadesh ha-shabbos v'yom ha-kippurim, even though there is no tefillah Ni'ila on account of it being Shabbos. Yomu shenischayiv ba'arba tefillos. Because we say that this is a day that's chayiv in four tefillos. Ni'ila is the fourth tefillah, and it's like the other tefillos hayom. So too, you should mention Chanukah in Musaf of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, because Yom Hu Shenischayiv Ba'arba Tfilos, and we mentioned Rosh Chodesh in the Maftir of Shabbos, and Yom Tov in the Maftir of Mincha and Shabbos, because Yom Hu Shenischayiv B'Navi. So says Mar Kashe Hilchsa Hilchsa, but didn't we just make a stira in how to paskin? So Amit Hilchsa Krib Shoban Levi V'Kaimelan. We said that the halacha is like Rabbi Shoban Levi, that we mention Shabbos during Ni'ila, but we also say that the halacha is like Rava, Dama Rava, Yom Tov Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Shliach Tzibur Ayori Lefnei Ateva Arvis, that when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, the Shliach Tzibur Davins Mariv, and is going to say the Bracha Mein Sheva, Eino Tzarech Lahaskir Shel Yom Tov, should not mention Yom Tov in the Bracha Mein Sheva, the Bracha that we haven't been able to say, because we haven't been davening B'Tzibur in the Minyan Kavua, after Friday night Mariv, Shel Mali Shabbos Ein Shliach Tzibur Yorid Arvis B'Yom Tov, because you only say the Bracha Mein Sheva on account of it being Shabbos, not on account of it being Yom Tov. So it turns out that these two Piskei Halacha, Luchara, are sosir each other. So says Gemara, Hachi Hashta. No, they're not sosir each other at all. Hasam, by the Bracha Me'in Sheva, when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, Bedinu Da'afil B'Shabbos Nami Lo Tzarech. Really, we shouldn't be having any sort of Chazaras Hashatz at Mariv, right? On Mariv on Friday night, the whole Bracha Me'in Sheva shouldn't really be needed. V'Rabbanan Hu D'Takune Mishum Sakana. The Rabbanan were only misaking it because they were nervous about people being left in shul late after everyone else left, and they're going to have to walk home alone, and they're going to be hurt by the mazikim that are out late at night. So they were misakin to have this bracha mein sheva to sort of make shul end for the same time for everybody. Aval hachab, when it comes to tefilas ni'ilan yom kippurim, that is chal on Shabbos, which is meikra din your chayiv to davin, then yomush and is chayiv barba tefilos. Then it's just a day that's chayiv in four tefilos, and in all tefilos should be treated the same. So you should mention Shabbos in all the tefillos, including the tefillah of Ni'ila. Good. Then the Mishnah said, V'lo ba'aliyah. We said, you're not supposed to light Neros Shabbos with aliyah, nor with chelev, but Nachum Amadi said that you're madlikin b'chelev mevushal, and the Chum said, no, echon mevushal v'echon she'en mevushal ein madlikin bo. So says Mar Chacham, mainu Tanakama. The Chum are saying the same thing as the Tanakama, not to use chelev. So it was only Nachum Amadi who said that chelev mevushal could be used. So in what way are the Chachamim and the Tanakama saying anything different from each other? Says Gemara, Ikebinayu Drav Brona Amarav. Now, what they're disagreeing about is, what if you mix in Chelev Muhutach with Shemen Kosher? You have Chelev that's Chelev Mavushal, that's cooked Chelev, and you mix it in with some regular Shemen Kosher. Are you then allowed to be Madlik with it? But Velo Mesayimi, it's unclear which one holds which, but that seems to be the Nekudas HaMachlokas between the Tanakama and the Chachamim. So Nachum Amadi allows you to use Chelev Mevushal even without mixing in Shemen Kosher, and then the Tanakama and the Chachamim both disagree, and they say no, Chelev Mevushal alone definitely not, Chelev Mevushal together with Shemen Kosher, maybe. One of them says yes, the other one says no, we just don't know who says yes and who says no. We don't know what each one's individual Shita is. So now, new Mishnah. Ein Madlikin B'Shemen Sreifa B'Yom Tov. So we had already foreshadowed this Mishnah earlier in the daf. We had said, this Mishnah tells us you're not allowed to light Shemen Sreifa on Yom Tov. Shemen Truma that became Tameh and is supposed to be burnt, you're not allowed to use it for Yom Tov. So there were two deos in the Gemara, whether this is an independent halacha of the previous Mishnah that you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos, or this is just an explanation of the previous Mishnah, that even when we said you're not allowed to use it on for Nero Shabbos, it only meant if Erev Shabbos was Yom Tov, and we're just explaining, because you're not allowed to light Shemen Sreifa on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yishmael Omer Ein Madlikin B'Itron, you're not allowed to use Itron, which is a smelly type of oil, mipnei kvod Shabbos, it's a lack of kavod Shabbos, v'cham matirin b'chol ha-shmanim, and the cham allow all sorts of shmanim, b'shemen shumshimin, b'shemen agozim, b'shemen tznonos, b'shemen dagim, b'shemen pakuos, b'itron of neift, and Rabbi Tarfon Omer, ein maldikin el b'shemen zayis b'vad, Rabbi Tarfon says, no! Only Shemen Zayis. There's only one type of oil that you could use, and that's Shemen Zayis. The Medrash Tanchuma quotes that Rabbi Tarfon explains himself because he says that we find that the Torah is Mechabev Hadlaka B'Shemen Zayis more than all other Shmanim, because the Torah says to light the menorah in the Mikdash, Dafka, with Shemen Zayis. And therefore it stands to reason, says Rabbi Tarfon, when it comes to any Hadlaka that involves a mitzvah, that we should Dafka prefer Shemen Zayis to do Hadlakos that involve a mitzvah. So that's why Rabbi Tarfon insists on only using Shemen Zayis. So anyway, says Gemara, my time, going back to this first halacha in the Mishnah, that you're not allowed to burn Shemen Sreifa on Yom Tov. Why? Why can't you light Shemen Sreifa on Yom Tov? Lefi Shein Sorfen Kachim B'Yom Tov. Because you're not allowed to burn Kachim on Yom Tov. So you're not allowed to burn Truma Temeya on Yom Tov, just like you're not allowed to burn Kachim on Yom Tov. So Minani Mili, how do I know that that's true though? Who says you're not allowed to burn Kachim on Yom Tov? And therefore, we can make an extension mention to Truma Tameya as well. After all, normally there's a mitzvah to burn kachim, so the assay of burning kachim should be docha, the los assay of Havara on Yom Tov. Yes, you're not supposed to light unnecessary fires on Yom Tov. That's a violation of a malacha. It's a los assay of Havara on Yom Tov. But over here, you have a mitzvah assay to burn this kachim, or to burn Truma Tameya. Shouldn't the assay be docha, the los assay? Says the Gemara, four explanations of where it comes from that you're not allowed to burn kachim on Yom Tov. Amar Chizkiya v'chein tana debei Chizkiya Amar Kra. The pasuk says when it comes to Karban Pesach, Sardaf Yomikun says, so siru mimenu ad boker, that you're not allowed to leave any part of the Karban Pesach over until the next morning. Va'noser mimenu ad boker, and if you do leave it over till the next morning, so the pasuk continues beish to shorfu, you have to burn it. But Shein Tamalomar, the pasuk ad boker, the pasuk didn't have to say the words ad boker again. It could have just said, don't leave it until boker. Why do we have to add the word, the phrase ad boker again? Ad boker. It's telling me not the next morning, not the first morning of Pesach. It's telling me, you know when you should burn it? The following morning, the second day of Pesach, when if you're in Eretz Yisrael, it's not Yontif anymore. That the Zman of the Sreifa, of the Noser, of the Karban Pesach, is only after Yontif is already over. So you see from there that apparently we were not interested in burning it on Yontif. We wanted to wait until Chol HaMoed to burn it. So that's where you see the Yisur of Sreifas Kachim and Yontif. Abayi Amar, Abayi says different Pasuk. Amar Kra, Ola Shabbos B'Shabbato, the Pasuk by the Musafim of Shabbos, says Ola Shabbos b'Shabbato, and that's an extra phrase. So it's telling us v'lo olas chol b'Shabbos, that an olas chol cannot be burnt on the mizbeach on Shabbos, v'lo olas chol b'Yom Tov, nor on Yom Tov. So if the burning of the emurim, which is an avodah shebemikdash, is not docha Yom Tov, kal v'chomer burning kachim psulim, which is not really an avodah shebemikdash, is for sure not docha Yom Tov. A third possibility, Rava Amar, Amar Kra, the pasuk says about the first and last days of Pesach, hu levado yeyaseh lach. Pasuk says, "Kol melacha lo yaseh v'hem, ach asher yeyachel l'chol nefesh, hu levado yeyaseh lachem." So, hu levado is an extra phrase. It could have said, "Ach asher yeyachel l'chol nefesh, meleches ochel nefesh, yeyaseh lachem." You're allowed to do that. Those are the kinds of melachos you're allowed to do. Hu v'lo machshirin. So we darshan each extra word. Who tells me that ochel nefesh you're allowed to do on Yom Tov, but not machshirei ochel nefesh? To make the knife or the oven in order to be able to then cook is not acceptable on Yom Tov. Levado we darshin v'lo milah shelo bezmana, that you're only allowed to do ochel nefesh on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to do a milah shelo bezmana, a bris that's not on the eighth day on Yom Tov. Da'asya b'kal v'chomer, because otherwise we would have derived from a kal v'chomer from avoda in the mikdash that it is docha Yom Tov, since we learned Milish Lobizmana, it's not doesn't have a specific need to be done on that day, and you could do it the next day. It's not the Yom Tov. So we say, so too, any other mitzvahs I say that you could technically do the next day are not going to be docha Shabbos and Yom Tov. So Sreifas Kachim is not going to be docha Yom Tov because it's not as man kavua l'sreifasam, and it could be that you could just burn it the next day. So that's why you're not allowed to burn Kachim and Yom Tov. Okay, so we did three out of the four Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll pick up with Rav Ashi Amar, the fourth of the four explanations of why it is that you're not allowed to burn Kachim on Yom Tov. Everyone should have a wonderful day.